The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Split teams and staggered hours. More workers are allowed to return to the office, but employers are not rushing to have them back. Good evening, you're watching The Big Story. I'm Dylan Ang.
And I'm Haryanto Dimana. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. From banks to startups, a range of companies have told the Straits Times there's no rush to get their staff back into the office from Monday. People are now used to working from home and it remains very much the default arrangement.
The new guidelines allowing more workers back in the office are the most significant easing of restrictions at workplaces since the circuit breaker was imposed in April. You remember scenes like this when Singapore came to a standstill during the partial lockdown. Raffles Place, usually buzzing with office workers, was mostly empty as people stayed at home.
Straits Times readers have many questions about the new guidelines. For example, I want to go back to the office full-time because my home is not conducive for work. Can I do so?
We're now joined by political correspondent Lynette Lai. Hey Lynette, now your Ask ST article addressed some pressing questions that ST readers have regarding the relaxed workplace guidelines. What are the main concerns that employees and employers have?
So on the employee side, I think you have people who feel that, look, I've been working well at home, I'm productive enough, so why do I have to return to the office? On the other hand, you also have people who feel that my home is terrible for working, it's not conducive, it's too distracting, I want to go back to work full time, and why must I stay at home half the time? On the employer side, you have employers who believe that FaceTime with employees is important. They say that to build rapport in the team, they need to have meetings. It's easier to discuss things via physical meetings rather than Zoom meetings. And rightly or wrongly, they may believe that it's easier to track productivity when their employees are physically in the workplace.
Mm. Did any of the concerns raised surprise you? Any misconceptions about the new guidelines?
I don't think there were any real misconceptions. I think the guidelines were quite clear. But of course, there is another round of adjustment, just as people had to adjust to working from home. Now they have to adjust to going back to the office. Some people may be very used to their work from home setup and, you know, it takes some time for them to get back to the work from office mindset. There are also some people who say that my workplace may not follow the rules. We may not have the space for safe distancing. These are things that need to be worked out. And at the same time, I also think employers need to be practical, need to be flexible. They cannot just go back to the way things were before the circuit breaker. That would not work out. So they need to have flexible work arrangements. They need to acknowledge the limitations that we're working with right now.
Mm. Now, could you share with us, you know, some of the responsibilities that employers have to undertake in ensuring that their workers remain safe?
So for starters, everyone has to wear a mask in the workplace when they're working. Employees should be spaced 1 meter apart. If you have work-related events, they have to be kept at 50 people, and those 50 people also have to be spaced 1 meter apart. The usual cleaning, disinfection of workspaces. Employers should be aware that if a cluster of work infections is found in the workplace, their businesses could be suspended if there are public health reasons for the authorities doing so. So it's something that they have to take very seriously.
Well, thank you so much, Lynette, for coming onto the show to share more with us. Now, you can read Lynette's Ask ST piece on StraitsTimes.com. We were speaking to political correspondent Lynette Lai.